USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is unveiling his administration's COVID winter strategy.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
Speaking at the NIH, Biden says the situation in the United States is greatly improved compared to a year ago. A second person has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Minnesota after traveling to New York City to attend the Animeme convention. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm explaining the way people within the state can keep themselves safe from the variant.
In addition to vaccination and boosters, we can slow the spread of this variant and all COVID-19 variants by using the layered prevention methods of wearing masks, staying home when sick, and getting tested when appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Republican congressional members are taking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to court over deducting salaries because of a violation of mask mandates on the House floor. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey joins Fox and Friends and explains how the House Speaker violated the Constitution with the fines.
She violated the 27th Amendment to the Constitution and the base Constitution, which both say we can't change our own salaries.
House Speaker Pelosi says the mandate was put on the House floor to keep everyone safe from a public health emergency. If you miss a payment, check your DMs for a message from debt collectors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau implementing new rules this week that lets collection agencies email, text, and send direct messages to folks on social media to track them down for money owed. However, the messages must be private and debt collectors must identify themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A bill extending government funding is headed to the Senate after quick passage by the House. Some Senate Republicans plan to try to hold up the funding bill in a dispute over President Biden's COVID vaccination mandate for large businesses. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he doesn't believe the government will avoid a shutdown.
When I last talked to the proponents of the shutdown, you know, within the last 2 hours, they were hell-bent for leather. And maybe Mitch knows something I don't know. But nope. I think it won't be a long shutdown, we shouldn't shut it down at all, but it could be a few days.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Government funding is set to run out Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris's chief spokesman, Simone Sanders, is leaving the White House at the end of the year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki praises Sanders for her work in the administration.
She is whip smart, and she has charisma coming out of her eyeballs, and she's going to do plenty of interesting things in the world in the future. She'll always be a part of this Biden-Harris family, and it's only natural after a couple of years to be ready for something new.
This comes after the Vice President's Communications Director, Ashley Edity, announced she was leaving her post 2 weeks ago. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.